The following podcast is a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net. The following Spectrum One podcast may contain language that some may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, I welcome you to the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by the Freakin' Awesome Network. My name is Nikki Heyman, and what is that ruckus? VRM? What are you doing? Shoot, he's locked in the back room. Jason, what's going on here?
Okay, well, all I know is that we've got sad news to report. Okay,
let me get the bad news guy over here for that. Mr. Beeman, are you here tonight?
This is actually one of the times I do not wish I could report bad news. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I saw something lighting up. I'm thinking, audio stuffed.
No! It's VRM. Apparently, the soundproofing is working very well in the back room.
Unfortunately, the bad news, ladies and gentlemen, is the great Drax Shadow has unfortunately passed away after having a very big battle with cancer.
His name is Elijah Mainville. And
to me, he will always be Drax Shadow.
That's true. And this was the fifth time he was battling cancer. He beat cancer four more times, but the fifth time got him, sadly.
But he's in a better, to be honest, he's in a better place, and he will be missed.
He was recognized by people like Stephanie McMahon, Bayley, Sasha, even Cody, by the way.
Yes.
Who said, there's a cowboy in heaven waiting for him, which was kind of nice.
Aww.
And of course, my favorite line, don't fear the darkness, fear the shadow. And this is one of the reasons why the WWE and Stephanie McMahon Levesque and Paul Levesque started what we know as Connor's Cure, which I believe you could still donate to. And I think if you have a couple of bucks, you should.
Absolutely. So let me get our last person at the table to help bring up the mood a little bit, Chris.
Yeah. How am I supposed to come in after some sad news like that? Yeah.
Well, bring me some good news.
We got a new cartoon coming out soon.
And I will say it. I don't know why I'm so excited about this. I was never a Jetsons fan, but the way the trailer was presented for WWE Jetsons in Robo WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I'm actually very excited for this.
And leave it to Big Show to once again turn heel in the middle of a trailer for a movie.
Sorry.
It's true!
Typical Big Show, yes.
Yes. Vintage Big Show.
Vintage Big Show. I also like the fact that they find him frozen in ice like a woolly mammoth. That amuses me a great deal.
Yes, but yes, and this is kind of a interesting historical thing. This is the first actual feature-length Jetsons project since that movie back in the 90s that they did.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one with none of the original cast members, from what I know.
Because most of them are gone. Oh. I did recognize Welker playing Astro because he sounds more like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Which is not that much of a difference anyway.
No, it's not a huge difference, but it's... If you grew up with these cartoons, you notice little things like that.
Yeah, like the Barney, who is awful.
Apparently, the voice actor decided he wanted to do the original Barney from the first couple of episodes with the real nasally voice instead of the deep voice. E for effort, man, but there's a reason why Mel changed it.
Yeah.
That is, I know, Fred. Exactly. That's not bad, right?
That's decent.
Okay, now I'm going to have my Fruity and Cocoa Pebbles from Jason.
Huh? No, very good. So the voice talents they have for this, I believe, are Seamus, mm-hmm. of course, Big Show,
mm-hmm.
Mr. McMahon,
mm-hmm. of course,
and Seth Rollins.
And Roman Reigns, and supposedly the Usos.
Yes, the Usos, right.
And Alicia Fox.
Yeah, Alicia Fox, you need to...
Open the door, VRM.
A little louder, sir. Need to upgrade your mic, but...
There we go.
There we are. And you said Foxy's in there, too?
Yes.
Yep. Which it's kind of silly to say, but some people were joking around that the Jetsons would be surprised by her because of how few people of color were in the original series.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Come on, Go ahead, Vieron.
There's going to be a lot of people talking to themselves because Jeff Bergman's playing both George and Mr. Spacely, and Gray Delisle's playing both Jane and Judy.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
They couldn't hire Tiffany to do Judy again?
With whose money?
The WWE's money.
Tiffany whom, am I asking?
Is the singer that played Judy in the Jetsons movie back in the day.
I think you're alone now, Tiffany. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not the only animated film we have to talk about this week.
Well, Surf's Up 2 is coming out on DVD, digital download, Blu-ray, what have you.
Sorry. That's just my automatic rating on it, boo.
But Paige is in it.
So, as good as smoking as Paige is, not even she can save this goddamn movie.
Yeah.
Well, now.
Why do you think this one went direct? I mean, Surf's Up was made a pretty penny for Sony. I don't know why they're doing this, but okay.
Because the first one was like 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, but it's like we... If you're a fan of the original Surf's Up, if you're a parent that's watched the original Surf's Up, you knew that the ultimate surfer for the main character was the big fat penguin. I can't even remember his bloody name. but now you've got these WWE guys that are his idols. It's like, really? Come on, dude.
When I first heard about this, I kind of joked that Cena's character. Why did they use an older picture of him?
Why did they use an older prototype?
Thank you.
Yeah. There you go.
And I still want to know who in the animation industry has it in for the Undertaker? Seriously.
Sony.
It's just like we're gonna take Undertaker's stuff from the 90s and put it back on him.
But the thing is that the Undertaker is showing a little bit of humor. I mean, in the movie Speed Demon, he wanted to win the race to open a puppet theater, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
That's correct, and I like the fact that he gets to keep his powers.
Of course, Of course, with that speed demon thing, I'm just wondering how much of that was in the original script when Hogan was originally supposed to be there.
That's why the confusion with the sandwich truck. Trust me.
I'm actually grateful Hulk Hogan's not in this because I already know one of the monologues that was going to be in this. It's like, what you gonna do, brother, when I surf down this 24-inch wave right down on you?
That's a small wave. It's only 24 inches.
24.
Yeah. Oh God! I just looked at the cast list. Cole is in this.
In the Jetsons one?
No, in the Surf's Up.
Well, somebody's got to commentate the competition. I fully expect Cole to show up in the Jetsons one too.
Yeah.
No. If they're going to the future, it's got to be Robo Cole.
No. They're going to the past.
Yeah, they go to the past first to get the guys and then bring them to the future.
Yeah, so, because Big Show's killing all the robots.
Yeah.
No, Big Show somehow reprograms all the robots to work for him.
Yes. And makes a statue of himself in the middle of the city.
So basically, Big Show is Anthem.
We'll just yes.
No.
Oh, that's a segue.
No. Excuse me. Anthem is an owl. They've already
Anthem. Who do you do as friends?
Yeah.
No, but you completely missed that. That one went way over people's heads. I was actually calling the TNA wrestlers robots, and you can doesn't matter what the owner is, you can get them to reprogram to anything.
Well, I was thinking if you're just talking about TNA robots, that's the fan base.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but have the okay. We got to talk about this, Nikki. The Anthem logo.
No. Come on. You got to do it right. Hoo, 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 hoo.
I would love it if New Day just came out on one segment and just said, has anyone seen a certain logo? It makes me wonder, who did this logo? Who? Who?
They've already made fun of it on tonight's Impact, which I'm watching right now. Because in the beginning, there was a last man standing match made, and EC3 was talking to the Impact logo on the turnbuckle, basically saying, can I make the match? And Lashley says, you better be not talking to the Anthem owl. Just get the match done or whatever. But, yeah, okay. The logo's silly, but you want to know something? They're getting their act together. They're just finishing tapings now, tonight, actually.
Yes.
And the big news, actually, out of it is that we actually have another ex-UFC guy debuting tonight.
McGregor?
Josh Barnett.
Ah.
I don't know, VRM, you know who Josh Barnett is, right?
I remember the name. I think he was like he was in a couple of title matches, I think. Let me pull up his...
Wikipedia is your friend.
Yeah. Yeah, he started in UFC, like really early UFC. Yeah, he was the youngest ever UFC heavyweight champion. But he's also a frequent user. Yeah, one-time UFC heavyweight champion, Strikeforce heavyweight tournament runner-up, Pride heavyweight tournament runner-up. Was a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu no-gi gold medalist.
Okay.
Record of 35-8, just beat Andre Arlovsky back in September.
Okay. And was he clean? No, wait, he wasn't fighting Hunt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a segue, folks.
Right?
That's
By the way, Barnett was hit with a USADA out of competition hit. His fourth.
Ah, so he and Lesnar are, you know, drug buddies, pretty much.
But anyway,
that's where Lesnar got his stash.
Anyway, lawsuit.
Yes. So
Mark Hunt's not happy.
And I can't say I blame him. He said, is it two fights or three fights where he fought guys that were reduced?
I think it was two, wasn't it?
It was back-to-back Lesnar and Jones, right?
Well, he never got to fight Jones. Jones was the match got called off with Jones before it happened.
No, that was
Cormier.
That was DC. I think it was Antonio Silva. Yeah, it was Antonio Silva who he had a majority draw against back in 2013 when Silva tested positive.
So I actually have a copy of the lawsuit, okay, which I will.
Actually. Don't hit the print button. The printer will explode.
Yeah, I know.
While Jason's looking up this lawsuit, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to go to BellatorMMA.com, you can find Mark Hunt's new T-shirt of Eat, Sleep, Sue UFC, Repeat.
He is scheduled right now for a match at UFC 209.
He's still with you,
against Alistair Overeem, with a special clause written into the contract that says if Overeem is caught doping, that he can get majority pay purse compensation, meaning that he would get the full win bonus, I'm guessing.
Right. Yeah, the full purse, which is what he wanted from Lesnar, and what he didn't get, hence the reason why he's bitching.
The lawsuit's only $2.5 million, but he filed it against Lesnar, UFC, and Dana White. The lawsuit alleges, according to the article from ESPN, the defendants affirmatively circumvented and obstructed fair competition for their own benefit. It accuses the parties of racketeering, which carries the potential weight of treble damages, and fraud, among other allegations. Hunt is seeking financial relief for damages, both physical and to his overall brand. And meaning that they basically allowed Lesnar to juice so that they could have Lesnar win. Does that make sense?
And not only that, but they purposely waived their own drug test rules just to get Lesnar for a big name fight,
which is the 4 months of pre-fight drug testing.
Yes. And like I said, I can't say I blame him, but BRM, you're my UFC guy. Is this anything? Can he get anything out of this?
It's hard to say because Is it a civil or a criminal suit?
It's a civil suit because here's what happened, okay? He was suspended for a year from the Nevada State Athletic Commission and fined $250,000, which was 10% of the fight, okay? 10% of his payday, which was $2.5 million. He was paid $700,000 for his fight and did not receive anywhere the amount of bonuses that Lesnar would have been entitled to based on the buy rate. And USADA also suspended Lesnar for a year, okay? Mm-hmm. And the lawsuit acknowledges that he publicly denied that he knowingly took any banned substances during the time period he was preparing for the fight, okay? And remember, the WWE hasn't penalized him at all outside of the shit sandwich he took at Survivor Series because of the fact that he's a part-timer.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Because he was exempt from the wellness policy. Okay? And Hunt told ESPN, I don't want to be in this position. It put me in a weird spot because I'm still under contract. Fans say, Mark, you knew he was juicing. I didn't know. You look at him and think, yeah, he's on the gear, but don't judge a book by its cover and all that. This was the last straw. I lost that fight. It ruined it for my fans. It wasn't good. I asked to get out of my contract, but I can't. I need to work like everybody else. And it's now listed as a no contest, by the way.
No. You can't change it this far down the road. The fight's been fought.
No. The official result. Nevada... Nevada actually has that ruling that they can change the results. They've done that in the past where they've changed a win due to a and then due to an in competition test failure, they've changed it to no contests.
Okay.
So that's not beyond the realm of
possibility. Well, I personally think that Hunt should have also go ahead and go after him. If I don't know if there's a statute of limitations on stuff like this for the other fight, just to say, look, you know, you guys are not holding up your end of the bargain.
Well, most of the UFC drug policies came in, I think, recently when they got the deal with USADA, and that and also. Also, that match was a match in Australia, so not sure if there's any kind of, what any kind of rules are with Australia's Athletic Commission.
Hmm.
Australia's Athletic Commission, we just take them out the back and boomerang them.
I wasn't going to say it.
And then feed them to the dingoes.
Now, is that by state? Because this was in Brisbane.
Oh, in Brisbane, oh, God. I could say something here, but there's not many Brisbane people that listen.
Take
so
a chance.
You wouldn't get the preference.
No, I wouldn't.
Honestly, no, our athletic commission's pretty much the same. Like, if as American one, if you get caught, with drugs, hell, we've actually had players that have been caught with drugs, and we do harsher penalties. We actually ban them for life.
Hmm.
And I personally think that should be used in all major sports, but then there'd be nobody left.
Yeah, well. But now I have a question for you, Nikki. Do you think this lawsuit has going to have any effect on the Royal Rumble match or anything like that?
No, because it's a UFC matter, not a WWE matter. And besides, we know Lesnar's not going to win the Rumble. Neither is Goldberg, neither is Taker, neither is, who'd I miss?
I said Lesnar, I said Goldberg,
and I said Undertaker. None of them are going to win it.
What about Cena?
Strowman, Ambrose, and Cena's not in the Rumble. He's facing AJ at the pay-per-view.
Yeah. Doesn't say he can't work double duty if he loses.
That's true. Now, if you want my short list, Strowman, Sami Zayn, and is Rollins busy? Is he's in the Rumble.
Yeah, he's in the Rumble. I have somebody that I'm picking for the Rumble, but I will not say it until we get to the actual pick'em show for that.
Fair enough.
You might already be too late, Chris.
Okay.
Is he currently rehabbing a dislocated shoulder?
I think that's what I meant.
Yeah, he's on my list. He was on my list too. Didn't mean to omit him.
And Shane already has the auto win for that.
Oh
yes, got him coming in at number 30 and winning the whole thing. So.
No offense, but I really hope it's not another number 30 when we already have three, and I don't. This will be the second time they have it happen 2 years in a row.
That's why it's an auto win, because I don't think they would do it again.
Yeah,
but yeah, my short list is Bella. My short list is Bella, Bray. Or if they really want to pull the trigger on something, this Ziggler heel turn.
Yeah, exactly.
Indeed, because we still don't know quite what's going on. Besides the fact that Ziggler can't stand no more.
Yes, he's as mad as hell, and he can't take it anymore.
Yeah, if you don't believe us, just ask Baron. Just ask Apollo Crews and Callisto's backs.
I was going to say, you can ask Callisto when he wakes up. wish I could find this stupid picture.
Even Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose looked at that and said, damn, Seth didn't whoop us that badly.
Yeah. But Seth didn't have to hit him very hard. He just hit him with the revelation.
Yes.
So, I would love to see that with Ziggler. That I had not even considered that.
I just automatically assumed it because of his talking smack promo that he did. I was like, oh, okay. It's like, this is a new start for me. I'm like, ooh, could this be the main event push start?
Good. Fingers crossed. It's like I said, Goldberg and Lesnar are going to cancel each other out. Whoever eliminates Undertaker is going to be the poor sap that faces him at Mania.
Mm.
And I have a feeling that's going to be Strowman because of the angle we saw on Raw.
It could be Strowman. There was some call for Cena to face him.
But that's been canceled, apparently. Vince has nixed it, and I think I know why. Because everyone that saw it, New Orleans, WrestleMania 34...
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. Taker showed up there. So I think this is going to be another Rock Cena situation where it's like Taker might beat, as much as I think it's a bad idea, Taker's going to face Strowman, be the one that beats Strowman and ends his undefeated streak, and then have him come out next night on Raw and say he wants to face Cena at WrestleMania 34.
No, they will not. They realized when they did in 2012 that year-long thing didn't work. And I don't think they will ever do that again. That being said, the fact that The Undertaker is in the Royal Rumble match and declared it on Raw was pretty freaking awesome. Okay? He looked good.
He looked good and he sounded great. And the fact that he, he talked down to Stephanie, where everybody in the back of their minds are like, just string her to a symbol again.
No. Just take her to the back of the car and ask where to.
Even better. Stephanie has no sway over him. Shane has no sway over him. Foley thinks they're buddies and should know better. But now Foley's in much better shape, so he might actually get away.
Foley has lost over 100 pounds and about 10 pounds of hair.
Who shaved Cactus Jack anyway?
I think Mankind took over for a second and clipped his own hair at one point, and then Mick Foley of the early 2000s came in and said, "No, I need this back."
Really? I thought it was Dude Love took over and he went to the same makeover thing that Emelina did.
Well, she's apparently still not done. There's only so many weeks you can polish a turd before it gets to a certain point, guys.
But this whole thing with
Undertaker has actually led to two good points here, because Taker coming back, everyone's intrigued and think Taker's going to win. It's going to lead to Taker versus AJ for the title at Mania, which I don't see happening, but it would be an awesome either way.
If it did happen, take my $9.99 right now.
Yes.
Sure.
And also, it's actually led to a possible GM storyline, because Mick Foley is apparently really hurt and actually needs hip surgery. So that's what the whole job evaluation's about, which actually led to a Twitter thing between him and Lana. And Lana said, well, if Stephanie needs an interim GM, sign me up.
Oh, you're just trying to save face because you and Rusev got promoed out of the ring.
No, I think she's just trying to put herself a little bit away from her husband at the moment, because her husband put his foot in it again.
No, HBK put his foot in it.
Okay. For a guy who was promoting a very family-friendly movie, and by the way, it is a legit family-friendly movie, right?
Yes.
Okay. The fact that they had the old pianist joke in there, you know, the old Animaniacs pianist
yes.
joke.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Okay. You know, for a guy, you know, who was born again, he still has a little bit of a dirty mind and all that sort of stuff. We know this.
He's still a dirty old man, and there's still a lot of DX hiding in there, and the fact that he doesn't have a dad bod, but it's so funny when he tries to be hip.
Okay, oh. he is the whitest, okay, he is the most non-unhip guy, you know, and he's like, I'm old, he says, I've been around, the last time you probably saw me in the ring, you guys weren't even born, some of you, and I'm like, wow.
And then the fact that he comes out and goes, old HB Shizzle's gonna teach you how to stand up to peer pressure. It's like,
Jesus. Well, we knew he learned that kind of language because he was talking to Crime Time back in the day, remember?
I loved that segment.
But no, sure. See, this is what ticks me off. Every time Sean hits a sweet chin music, it still looks perfect to this day. It just makes me think, come on, just one more match, please. Give me one.
We tried. We asked. He
said on a video, he's like, I'm actually showing the wrestlers how to be retired. Because he hasn't been in the ring in a match in 7 years.
Yeah. Okay. Terry Funk, take notes.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But if HB Shizzle trying to be hip doesn't creep you out, there's another dude that's really friggin' creepy.
He's creepy, but he's winning.
He's winning, all
his
right.
His name,
I mean,
is Noam Dar, and he loves his Alicia Fox.
And Alicia.
Good night, everybody.
And hey, Alicia Fox loves him. So it's like, oh God.
Well, we're not sure yet because yeah, she planted one on Noam Dar's lips just to see if he could take it.
She planted one on him and then pulled him out of the way when Cedric went for a moonsault on him.
Yeah, so Cedric dumped her and she flipped her ever-loving shit.
She went from this... Alicia Fox to crazy. That bitch is crazy.
She went from Alicia Fox to skinnier black of Vicky Guerrero in 2.5 seconds. She went in a screech mode, no one tops me!
That was fantastic, and it's good to. I think I'm glad that they're trying to get storylines going in the cruiserweight stuff. And Noam Dar isn't the only one who seems to be very.
Yes, we must class ourselves up. Miss Heyman, would you explain the situation between Mr. Gallagher and Mr. Daivari, please?
Mr. Gallagher is such an extraordinary gentleman that in such a violent sport that he participates in, he was willing to arrange an armistice with Daivari.
Parlay.
Well, he called it parlay, but come on, this was armistice. Mm-hmm. And of course, Daivari doesn't even know what the heck that is, which is stereotypical, but you didn't hear it from me. Mm-hmm. So we had this wonderful segment where they had their parlay, and Daivari's not going to back down because he's a wrestler, not because of anything else, really, honest. You know, nothing about family pride, nothing about the you know what he wears to the ring, nothing like that. So Gallagher did. Apologize, and he says, then I guess that there is only one thing we can do, and he opens up the contract for an I forfeit match. And Daivari nonplussed actually has to have this explained to him. This is the British version of an I Quit match.
Well, not necessarily, you see, Ms. Heyman. You see, an I Forfeit match is an I Quit match with a quit, with a twist. If you say I forfeit, it is over. You are done. This is over. This situation between Mr. Gallagher and Mr. Daivari is going to end one way or another.
In other words, if you say I forfeit, to quote a great chocolate maker, you get nothing, you lose. Good day, sir.
I'll tell you what, if Gallagher doesn't do that at the end of the match...
Well, let's see who wins first.
I believe Gallagher's got this in spades, but that's just my preference.
And also, we also have the incredible return of Neville as a heel, continuing his monster return. Oh,
holy crap! Can I just say, I'm not a huge fan of like people going down royal line gimmicks. Everyone knew when Wade Barrett went down King Barrett Avenue, I said, this is bullshit. But with Neville calling himself King of the Cruiserweights, I am okay with this. He actually makes it work.
The fact that he's in a division now where he is he's one of the biggest guys in the division, not just by name value. He's one of the strongest.
Yeah, and he's smartly changing up his style. He doesn't do the Red Arrow anymore. He's won a few with a superplex, which I haven't seen since looking back at 80s footage.
Right.
And then he's gotten a new submission move out of the deal now, too, which...
Apparently the Rings of Saturn.
Yes. Although I will have to say, as much as I like seeing submission wrestling, sometimes I think it can be a little bit overdone in the Cruiserweight division, because how many guys in the Cruiserweights have submission finishers?
That's saving a lot of guys' bodies, because you got a couple other guys with, I mean, we have an imploder to 450.
Yeah.
Somebody, I'm surprised somebody is not doing the Shooting Star Press right now. Trying to think. Who else has
Give it time. I have a feeling that you'd probably see one from TJ Perkins somewhere along the line.
Of course.
We all know who's really to blame for Neville's heel turn.
Who's that?
Rusev.
That's true. Because Rusev kicked his ass in the FIFA finale of Up, Up, Down, Down.
Oh, no wonder he's angry. I'd be mad, too, if I got beaten that bad.
Yes.
That was FFF.
And Rusev called his name... Rusev, who was now Roman Reigns. He called himself Roman Reigns. And Neville's nickname was Gentleman Rude Boy. Okay? And afterwards... cursed him out, but then shook his hand, and then Rusev just like, yeah, I won. I'm great. I'm awesome. It's terrific. It was absolutely...
And kicked Rusev's ass, anyway.
And it was Real Madrid versus Manchester City, I think?
It was Real versus City. 3-1. And Neville was bitching. I think he started bitching one the second half.
Something like that.
It's like the biggest complaint was that, oh, Rusev got to pick his team. This was unfair. It's been fixed from the start.
Just because Real Madrid is one of the top three clubs in the world. Duh.
I was going to say, one of the top three clubs of all time. Even Little Miss, I don't know anything about FIFA, knows who they are.
Exactly. And
so, yeah. Yes.
So that's why Rusev got pissed. Well, that's why Rusev was happy and why Neville got pissed. But Rusev is pissed because Big Cass is in his way right now.
But do you know what I find funny? Is that Rusev picked the name Roman Reigns because Roman Reigns never loses. Yet we have a new United States champion.
Ooh, very good.
After one false start, we did have the 2-on-1 handicap match for the United States Championship, and somebody probably hit it in his contract or twisted somebody's arm. Hey, do you want me to stick around a little bit? I wasn't planning on staying past the Rumble, but if you want, you want me to stay, I can. I never had one of those.
Yeah. I just find it funny. I made the joke last week of Jericho saying, "It's the gift of America. Drink it in, man." And sure enough, next week he wins the U.S. title. What the?
Okay.
Congratulations! You called it.
Now, speaking of that, that means. And this is from WWE, okay? And and I don't want you to look at this yet, okay?
Okay.
This means that Jericho becomes the 7th person who is the Grand Slam champion, okay? Now, at this time, the current set, that means the Intercontinental, U.S., Tag Team, or either heavyweight champion. Okay, do you understand those four?
Yes.
Name them for me, besides Chris Jericho.
I lose, I already looked.
Okay.
Okay.
John Cena.
No.
No.
Cena's hasn't been Intercontinental.
I could have sworn he had the Intercontinental Championship.
Okay. No, but I think now he has to. If Miz hadn't lost it, I would have said he would have to now, because just to make it up for.
But you said the Miz? Yes, the Miz is one of them.
Oh, okay.
Miz is one.
Big Show.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, that's three out of them now. If we're just using this current set of Grand Slam, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Hunter's not because he's never had the U.S. title.
Right. Ambrose hasn't been tagged yet, so... Ziggler.
Nope.
Yes. You know.
No, Ziggler never won the. Ziggler hasn't had the tag belts that I can recall.
Yes, he has. Spirit Squad, Ziggler.
That's a reach, but you're right.
they mentioned the Spirit Squad during that Miz feud, so that counts.
Well, no. They mentioned the Caddy.
Yeah. But
I don't think they're counting. I don't think they're counting the World Heavyweight in the definition.
Yeah.
WWE and the Universal, not the World Heavyweight.
Yeah. Yeah, I realized that afterwards.
Mysterio?
No.
No, you're in the right area.
Edge has got to be on this list.
Yes.
Yeah, Edge is on the list, because there's 12 Grand Slam champions, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, we're going by seven by the current format.
JBL.
No.
By the current format. Big Show.
Wait a minute. Why wouldn't it be JBL? He had Tag, he had US, he had Intercontinental, and he had WWE.
Yeah, JBL would be a Grand Slam. He won the US, Intercontinental, WWE, Tag Team.
Yeah.
And even the Hardcore Championship. So,
I think what's going on here is that they're using the SmackDown tag team.
Every active championship.
Okay.
So the World Heavyweight title doesn't count.
World Heavyweight and the old World Tag Team. Okay.
Yeah.
Even though they worked together for a while, but whatever.
No, I was going to say Randy Orton, but he's never won the U.S. title.
So just to recap, the name, we have Chris Jericho, you said Edge, you said Miz, and Big Show. There are three left.
Oh, no.
Kane's never had the WWE title.
Taker's never had the Intercontinental title.
Taker hasn't had the U.S. title either.
No.
True.
Although that would have been if it had been active during his American Badass days.
Oh, hell yes. Well, the WCW one was, but anyways.
Yeah,
but he didn't want that one.
And I will say this, the three that are left, Mm-hmm. None of them are technically on the active roster.
Oh, well, okay. That would...
That would be
Shawn Michaels.
No, not Michaels, because we're not counting European. But Michaels
never had the U.S. title. Daniel Bryan would be on the list.
That's correct.
Then there's two left.
Oh, wait, so we're including everyone that's had the U.S. title. Crap.
That's what makes it harder.
Well, that sucks. And you're saying that they're not quite active, or they're inactive.
One is totally inactive, and as a bigger hit, one is dead.
Oh Jesus! Okay.
That should make it very easy.
It would if my mind wasn't blanking.
Wow, that really is hard. Okay, I'll give up.
The dead person is Eddie Guerrero. Okay. The other person is Kurt Angle.
Yes, of course.
Wait a minute.
By the current definition, won it back in 2002.
No, whoa. Hang on.
Eddie had the World Heavyweight Championship. He didn't have the WWE.
No, he had the WWE.
He had the WWE.
He beat your uncle's client for it.
That's right, Benoit had the world championship.
Yes.
I don't remember Kurt Angle winning the U.S. title.
He won it when it was the WCW invasion. Title during the invasion, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they still count that history in the title.
Yeah, because the WCW history is counted as WWE history.
Yeah, because I was going to say...
If I had my encyclopedia handy, I'd be looking all this shit up anyway.
Yeah, if I could be stuffed looking up the 12 Grand Slam champions, I would. But
I'm just saying I can't. I currently have a lap warmer.
No, I see a feline lap warmer. But still, the fact that Jericho is now a Grand Slammer is awesome. Good deal.
Yeah.
Only took
and
him
has won
almost
every,
3 decades.
He's the only one that's held every single belt that's ever been a part of the Grand Slam, minus the Universal. And the new SmackDown tag team.
And which there's an outside chance that he could end up with the Universal belt.
Yeah, if you believe the rumors.
I would not complain. I mean, yeah, there's going to be some IWCers that are going to piss and moan. But
here's the thing with the IWC, and I'm going to say this live on record right now.
Again.
Fuck the IWC. plain and simple. Like, realistically, I find it funny that Ryback says John Cena's the poison of the wrestling business. No, the IWC is the poison of the wrestling business, because no matter who wins, no matter who loses, no matter what match you get, there's always going to be something that's going to be complained about.
Thus, as my dear Uncle Paul said, if you don't like it, either stop watching or STFU.
And I will quote something, since we don't have a soundboard. This show is awful, terrible, disgusting. See you next week, of course.
To this day, nobody has been able to explain to me why you would watch a show you hate on such a regular basis. I do not understand this concept whatsoever. Somebody tried to explain it to me, saying, "Oh, the person who watches a show they like, they'll watch it for 5 hours, but if it was Howard Stern, they would listen for 6." Bullshit! I turned that crap off 2 minutes in, if I got that far.
Well, we can always ask Jim when he finally gets back why he watches Pony all the time.
Pony. Jim, we need you back. I have a long list of sound bites that I want.
Yeah,
Jim, I have a long list of ponies waiting. Just
you talked about the fact that Jericho has. Now, here's the interesting question.
Yes.
Because it was posed by a ton of people. Now that that Mr. Jericho has the U.S. belt, Mr. Owens has the Universal title, and we have a match coming up in 3 weeks. 3 weeks now, I think? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Does Roman get the belt?
Depends on who shows up at the Rumble.
Yeah,
I would like to see the belt. We set this limit when Roman got busted. It's a new year. Can we stop feeding him shit sandwiches and let him have the belt?
I'm okay with this. Look, I'm okay with Roman getting the Universal title. I just want to see that click. The old heel turn click. Because, like, his face stick's not really working at the moment. He's getting booed by the crowd constantly. Take advantage of it. And even if you beat Kevin Owens for the title, really piss the fans off and just lay into him with a chair or anything after the match.
I'm still thinking the easiest way would be if during a segment he turns the tables on Seth Rollins somehow, if he wins the title, and then he just beats the hell out of Rollins when they're trying to celebrate together.
That would be
continuity, because even though Reigns didn't actively pursue Rollins like Dean did.
Yeah, he did.
Reigns, you know, if Reigns got his hands on Rollins, he wanted to tie him in a knot and mail him to Iowa. So,
yes.
Could you see this though? He wins the Universal title because Rollins was keeping Jericho out of it. Reigns finally wins the title off of Owens. Rollins comes in to congratulate him, and he's a Superman punch.
Yes. Now, if they do it at the Rumble, here's what you could really do: have Reigns just go really bad on Rollins and cost him the Rumble spot. And then you have a feud builder. If, let's say, SmackDown wins the Rumble, you have something to build up to for WrestleMania for Raw side.
Oh shit! I had a bit. I've got an idea.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, put a seatbelt on.
Okay.
Reigns Owens gets super super physical. Jericho and Rollins are pretty much taking turns trying to interfere.
Don't forget, Jericho's in that shark cage thing.
That's right.
He's getting out.
He will find his way out of that. This will be done. However, we're going to have a little rerun of the night after SummerSlam. It won't be Jericho's interference that costs Owens. It won't be Rollins' interference that helps Reigns. It'll be the endorsement of the evil boss, Dr. Levescu, who's going to kick KO to the curb, pedigree Rollins again, just for good measure, and hand the belt to Reigns.
Oh, jeez.
VRM, write that down, please.
Well, you will have to say that again.
Okay, let's put that to a vote. Let's put that to a vote, though. Is that an auto win for Nikki if that happens?
Well, I need to hear the. I need to hear it again.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Reigns is going to win the Universal title. Not because Jericho is going to get out of the shark cage and interfere and screw over Kevin Owens. Not because Rollins is going to be out there running interference on Jericho and helping Reigns. Triple H is kicking KO to the curb and pedigreeing Rollins and handing the belt to Reigns, a la SummerSlam, when he beat everybody else up and handed the belt to Owens. Reigns is the buffer that Rollins has to get through to get to Triple H, perfect feud leading to WrestleMania.
I could see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. That's one heel turn, but I got a question. Another question, Nikki.
Sure.
John Cena, how awesome has his work been since he got back?
And I honestly don't think he's full heel. Although I felt, you know, I started feeling some Thuganomics in his promo. It's interesting, though, that this is a guy who, you know, he was somebody who came storming in and started kicking everybody's ass to make his place. Now he almost sounds like he's trying to defend his spot. Even though a lot of these new, you know, the only one of the quote-unquote new guys he really should worry about is AJ.
He doesn't want to take AJ because he don't want none.
Well, I think Cena's putting his foot down because I wasn't feeling the part timer comment that was made a little while back by Dean. Mm-hmm. Cena works too damn hard.
Yeah, and he just booked another movie, by the way.
So. Is he wrestling a full schedule? Well, of course not. But he's not doing a straight Legends deal either.
Yeah. And even if he was, he earned it at this point.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's well deserved, and it's, you know, both sides have a point. Cena's I'm not done, and AJ's like, we've been doing this without you. And oh, by the way, just because you came back, that's not the reason we beat Raw in the ratings.
Right.
Even if it probably was, but. So, yeah. Cena's got a position to protect. AJ is a legitimate threat. And I'll tell you what, I will pay another $9.99 to watch them go at it again.
Which you will on a couple weeks from now.
So, thank you. Oh, what else
can we go from one bit of problem to the next with the Wyatts possibly breaking up.
Now,
that's the reason why I put Wyatt on my short list.
I would love to see Bray Wyatt win the Rumble. I know I ain't alone.
Yeah.
No.
And this breakup doesn't feel like Randy Orton infiltrating and busting up the party. It really doesn't.
Yeah, it feels more like he's trying to be a good soldier, as it were. Which is, I know, is ironic for Randy Orton, but that's another story.
Well, go ahead, Shane.
I was going to say, here's the way I see it. I see Luke Harper and Randy Orton as the two kids vying for Mummy's attention. And Luke is the eldest, whereas the youngest one is Randy, and he's getting all the attention. Luke can't handle it anymore, and Luke accidentally kicked Mummy in the face, which didn't work very well.
No. Yeah. And Mommy doesn't like being kicked in the face. So Mommy sent them to their rooms.
Yeah. You two think about what you did. I'm going back there. And meanwhile, the third child's still recovering.
Yeah, well, Eric Rowan's going, man, I could be in the middle of this. And he, the literal redheaded stepchild.
Oh.
Damn it, Nikki!
Sorry.
Stop that.
It's good, though. It's awesome, though.
Yeah,
it's
stop.
Okay,
stop,
not sorry.
And Wyatt's like, you, stop fighting. Stop hitting your brother. I will not. He stole my moon pie. Or
he drank all my Mountain Dew.
He's the one causing the problems. Am not. You are too. Am not. R2. Am not. R2.
You just wish you had a beard as good as mine.
You wish you could walk around without pants.
I can, but nobody wants to see it.
Oh. I only do that on laundry day, which is next month. Oh, there was something that actually, there was a segue. I was going to hit a different segue because we were talking about Cena and AJ having an awesome match. There was an awesome match, and WWE went, holy shit, how do we follow that? For anybody who hasn't seen the Kenny Omega Omega match with Rainmaker, look it up. Watch it twice.
Most of us actually watched it the day after the last show.
Yeah. Right.
Damn.
Right. And WWE. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, and it will be on Access TV this Friday. If you haven't seen it, Jim Ross is actually going to actually record a new commentary over Steve Corino and Kevin Kelly, if I'm not mistaken.
And Corino and Kelly were entertaining, were still pretty entertaining, but let's see JR sink his teeth into it.
Especially the back body drop. Oh God, the back body drop.
In itself was enough that WWE Creative is now looking at each other going, whoa. Kenny Omega doesn't have a title anymore. So now people are saying, okay, so what you going to do, Kenny? And Cena said, hey, do you think he could do this on Instagram?
And Chris Jericho goes, damn, nice job.
Some serious trolling going on here. But then again, we thought Cena was trolling when he posted that pic of AJ.
Exactly. That was, Cena so far one from none at the moment. So it's like it could be a troll, but we think could be a possibility.
Okay, 80,000 fans, and Kenny freaking Omega is a surprise entrant in the Rumble. Houston, we have a problem.
Let me paint a better picture for people, for the real wrestling fans.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ring is clear. Now this is just in case Chris is right and we don't get Finn Balor in number 30. The ring is clear. Finn Balor has cleaned out the ring. The clock counts down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All of a sudden, it's Finn Balor in the ring alone, and here comes Kenny friggin' Omega. And the face-off of Kenny Omega versus Finn Balor.
Do you realize how angry I'm going to be that this is not going to happen?
Yeah.
Because I believe Kenny Omega's contract does not expire until January
31st.
Well, now, but here's the question, though, okay?
Okay.
And I discussed this with you.
You did.
I honestly think the better play would be for Kenny Omega to stay in New Japan.
I think he should stay in Japan because unless he is going to get the AJ gold carpet treatment, I don't know how well he's going to fare just walking into the WWE, because the casual fans will not know Kenny Omega from Kenny Rogers. It's that simple.
Right.
I can tell you right now, that match with Okada has put Kenny Omega on the map, even for the casual fan. There will be wrestling fans that would have friends that only watch it casually that would be, dude, you gotta watch this match. And this is another reason why I hate the IWC, because there are some IWC fat prick, no talented assholes.
Tell us how you really feel.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't stand people that will do their little YouTube videos or whatever, and like shit on a match and shit on a wrestler, and yet have never been in a ring themselves. I've been behind the commentary desk, ladies and gentlemen. I have been a ring of friggin' announcer. I see what these guys go through. And let me tell you something. It's not exactly easy pickings or a walk in the park.
And I'll put my two cents in here. It wasn't just the story that was being told. It was some of the way the action had been played out, the transitional work with these two. The transitions, the counterattacks were amazing. Not just the straight up knocking heads together, but
yeah.
The transitional stuff was blowing me away.
And the strategy,
Omega spent the whole match working on Okada's back and neck.
And he kept trying to hit his
one winged angel.
The one winged angel, and Okada kept coming back with friggin' Rainmaker. It's like, Jesus Christ. And the fact that Okada hit a spinning, like a 180, 360 tombstone pile driver on Omega and didn't paralyze the man?
That, in the words of a certain dude, takes talent.
And also, was it Omega with the dragon sleeper off the second rope, or dragon suplex?
Think so.
It was Omega to Okada with the dragon suplex. Yeah.
So this match has made enough noise that WWE Creative is going, how do we do that?
Well, they may be bringing up people, according to what I've been reading.
Ooh, whose phone's ringing?
Well, according to Daily Wrestling News, and I will draw this here, just hold on.
Live research, ladies and gentlemen.
One person that's definitely been confirmed, or nearly 90% confirmed to get a call up, is Samoa Joe. Mm-hmm. And he's being rumored to get a major push. And one of the biggest rumors going around, to which Dixie Carter right now is probably blowing smoke out of her goddamn ears, is WrestleMania 33 Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles for the WWE Championship.
Take that, Dixie.
Oh, please. Yes, please. And from her, in her quote-unquote backyard, and it's an open stadium, so that middle finger can go on forever.
Yeah. And she has no power to have the platform to say anything about it anymore.
Nope. And I would just sit back and put my feet up and go, bah!
I'll be like, Vince, you can take $29.99 for that.
Seriously, I'll pay regular WrestleMania price if that happens. I would pay $55 to see AJ and Joe main event WrestleMania for the title in Dixie's fucking backyard.
Would you pay double if they somehow convince Christopher Daniels to be referee?
I'll pay one and a half if he just shows up for commentary.
Okay. So try this. According to The Observer, okay, there are several top top NXT superstars who are in the Terry Taylor class, which is for supposedly some spots in the roster. They are, okay?
Okay.
TM61, Itami, Cassius Ohno, Elias Sampson, Ty Dillinger, Alexander Wolf, Shen Almas, Gargano and Ciampa, and Nakamura. Now, of the next group would be moved up, which would be Authors of Pain, Roderick Strong, Dan Matha, Blake and Murphy, The Revival, Riddick Moss, Tino Sabatelli, Aleister Black, Killian Dane, and Oney Lorcan. And for Bobby Roode, Samoa Joe, Eric Young, and Austin Aries, they're not in the Performance Center, so they can get called up whenever.
Right.
Okay, Ty Dillinger comes out at number 10.
If they don't do that, they're just messing things up.
they're throwing money away not to not do that.
Yeah.
I would also pay a little extra money if Ty Dillinger came out and halfway down the ramp, Shawn Michaels super kicked him.
Sorry, you look like some guy named Stan I knew.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I am not sorry.
Okay. For the love of God, please do not tell me that was the actual guy that was Stan.
Yes, it was.
Wow. Okay, I'm gonna go back and watch that now.
That's how long ago it was. This guy's been in and out of the WWE more than friggin' Sandow. Let me throw another name at you, Shane. Gavin Spears.
Bullshit. No.
Look it up.
Not bullshit.
Google it, bitch. I'm here to educate you.
You mother really? Calm your bum. I'm doing it now.
Wiki is your friend.
Pretty crazy ass people. Holy shit. Okay.
I think they actually used footage of his Gavin Spears time in that match he had with Rude at the last takeover.
Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, Gavin Spears, a.k.a. Ty fucking Dillinger, yeah.
A.k.a. Stan!
How the hell did I not remember that? Especially when he had that match with Super Crazy. Like, really? Mother...
Statboy had to tell me that was the same guy.
I wouldn't have picked that he was Stan. I wouldn't have picked that from the bar of soap. But Gavin Spears, I should have been like, oh, okay.
But I think Nakamura is coming up. Dillinger is coming up.
For sure.
Well, between Nakamura and Rude, you have to have one of them stay because they're having the title match right next up. So they one of them has to stay down for a little bit longer, at least as a champion.
It's a proven fact. Normally, most people that are put on the WWE game are the ones that get called up. So you've got Ty Dillinger on there. You've got Nakamura who's on there. So those two are most likely candidates.
Yeah. And Aries is probably going to move up to the main roster because he's been doing the commentary for the Cruiserweights all the time.
Well, yeah. At some point, he's going to drop his headset and jump into 205 Live. So.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of jumping in, has everybody ordered their pizza for this weekend to watch the UK tournament?
Yes, 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Well,
I'll be at work, but I'll catch it later when I get
and there is also American football, but, you know.
Yeah.
My network subscription's down at the moment, so I can't watch it. God damn it.
Well, I'm gonna try to watch it. I might have something going on the 14th. Shit, I gotta get a hold of this guy. Anyway, but they've gotten everybody paired up. They did a little intro thing where they talked to all of them. I sense favoritism for a certain entrant who's from Blackpool. I see what you did there, Regal.
You know what I would have loved to see in this tournament, but they might save it for later?
What's that?
And it would be a lot of travel for him to do so, but imagine if Neville won the Cruiserweight title and then he won the United Kingdom title at the same time.
It's impossible.
I know it's impossible, but it would be an interesting...
It'd be kind of cool. I mean, if he won the Cruiserweight title, he held it for a little while, he drops it to, say, you know...
Gallagher.
Give this man... I want this man with the Cruiserweight title yesterday! And yes, I'm recycling my Vaudevillians joke, but it's true. Neville has conquered the Cruiserweight division. So now he's got bigger fish to fry, and he goes and enters the UK division.
And he takes back his homeland for his because he's the best of them, he thinks.
He thinks he's king? Welcome to Camelot.
Yes.
We're both Jinx.
I think we're both going to go the same direction. I don't know.
Go ahead.
Speaking of William Regal.
Yeah, boy, you were on. You're right. We were. Yes.
Speaking of Mr. William Regal, he is one of four names that have been added to the rumor mill of people that are going to be part of the 2017 Hall of Fame. Now, I'll let Jason read off the rest of them.
That would be Fred Ottman, I believe, who is, I believe, sick. I'm just trying to find out, because the tickets have been sold back again. Hold on. Let's see, 2017, why don't you do it, actually, Jake?
Okay, the four names that have been mentioned. NXT General Manager, William Regal. The Captain Charisma himself, Christian.
Mm-hmm.
The Natural Disasters, Earthquake and Typhoon. And last, but certainly not least, damn, I actually lost it too. Son of a bitch.
IRS.
I'll put it in the NAWC. And the fourth name is, Mike Rotunda, IRS. And adding on to what we said, what we were rumoring last week, it looks like it's looking like more of a fact that Taker is possibly going to be the headliner for this year.
Mm-hmm.
I've also heard rumors that Diamond Dallas Page is going to be part one of them too.
Yeah, we covered that two shows ago with Dallas Page and
talking about Demolition.
Mm-hmm.
For the tag team you said the Natural Disasters. I thought it was Demolition.
Well, they've put down a natural disaster. That the rumor ones here says it's Natural Disasters.
Okay. I would have been very surprised if Demolition. I heard they were doing some legal issues with WWE, and that's the main reason that New Day beat their record.
And who says Vince isn't petty?
No, but the first of all, Christian. Christian is an awesome pick. And by the way, the only person who should induct him is Edge.
Okay. Yes, and they better goof all through that speech.
I tell you what would be a mark out moment for all the fans, just to bring it full circle, would be just to hear that old hear the brood music going, and you'd be like. Oh, Jesus. That'll do.
And if Mike Rotunda gets inducted, Bray will induct him.
In character!
Bray, hang on. Bray and Bo Dallas, come on. It's you're going to have them both in character and have Bray just going, follow the taxes! Then...
And when he comes out, he's going to say, man, I raised some weird kids.
And then just having Bo come out and going, Bo, leave in IRS.
That'll get him some guaranteed heat. Anyway,
I think the only person to induct Regal would be Triple H.
No.
And actually, there's a couple other people.
You could even maybe get Nigel McGuinness to induct William Regal.
Ooh, that would great idea.
Good Lord, he would. He's already got chills over the fact that he's calling the UK tournament. This would floor him.
And as for the natural disasters, there's only one man I can think of. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did Jimmy Hart?
Yes.
Managed natural disasters?
Yeah, he managed them before he went to Manage Money Incorporated.
Yeah, because like if Dusty Rhodes was still alive, I'd say Dusty maybe, but yeah, I'd say Jimmy Hart. because there's no way we're getting Hulk Hogan.
For Regal, yeah, I see the suggestion for Yuji. No, Tajiri's back.
Oh, Regal-san, Regal-san.
Fit Finley's still with the company. What about the? Is it Dave Taylor, a guy you used to tag with?
Yeah, or heck, even Bobby Eaton from back in the day too.
Oh God! If you want to get old tag team partners of Regal's, Lance Storm, give him a call.
If I could be serious for a moment.
Oh, I would pay an extra $9.99 to have Lance Storm back on my television.
But would he get his old? What theme would he come out to?
The Un-Americans.
I was gonna hoping it was the dance theme that he had.
No.
Oh no. No, 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 stop that.
Even Goldust said no.
those are definitely the ones that have to do the inductions for these people. Christian, Edge, most.
Nikki, if The Undertaker is the headliner,
mm-hmm.
who inducts him?
Kane.
Gotta be Kane. It's gotta be Kane!
Either Kane or Shawn Michaels.
Hmm. Oh, actually. Ooh, even better. D-Generation X. That way then you have the three ring generals. Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and The Undertaker.
Which is, you know, if Shawn hadn't already retired, I think it would have been awesome if that was how the three of them were going to go off into the sunset.
Supposedly that was what the way they did it in 28, which was an amazing match too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd be good with Kane. I'd be good with Shawn.
I know with Kane we're going to get good stories.
True. Shawn might talk too much about himself, so Kane might be the better candidate.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was thinking more about the fact that Shawn was drugged up back in the good times with Taker, so he wouldn't remember half of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just love to have it all come full circle where Kane, you know, where somewhere in Kane's introduction, he would thank Taker, because that's pretty much, you know, he rode Taker's coattails for the first couple of years, and now he's got his own footing. But there'd be no Kane if there was no Taker.
Nope.
Now, let's see. What else have I got on... What haven't we discussed on my list here?
Did anyone see Maurice's head? Like, I'm talking about the one with the sharp teeth, not the blonde-haired one.
Oh, the one other thing, this whole Mojo Rising thing, very interesting stuff on Talking Smack this week.
I'm kicking myself that I did not watch Talking Smack this week, but so fill me in.
Well, they did a really, really good piece on Mojo Rawley, and they had an all-in interview, and I need to find it, where he said, he talked about Ryder's injury, and he talked about his path getting here, talking about his NFL injury, that he has an MBA in finance. Who knew that, okay? One of his BFFs is Rob Gronkowski.
I think that's even come up on the air.
Okay. And he said that Gronk's dad was roomies in college with IRS.
That's...
Oh, damn.
You can't make this shit up. Wow. Seriously.
Okay. And he says that we're going to get a new Mojo right now. So I'm looking. It was a very.
Is he hyped to be a daddy?
Huh?
Well, I thought you, when you said a new Mojo, I thought he was married and he had a kid
on the
way.
No. There's going to be himself. He's reinventing himself. It's not sort of like a hype bro anymore.
Actually, I'm okay with that, because that was the... I hated the hype gimmick.
Hmm. I kind of don't mind it because it reminded me of a more sane Ultimate Warrior, kind of.
It's just, you know, when your whole gimmick is I look like I just, I drank a gallon of caffeine and chased it with a jolt.
Oh, jeez. And a Red Bull.
Yeah.
With a sprinkle of pixie sticks on top, right?
Seriously.
Oh, good God.
And a handful of Pop Rocks to go. So, anyway.
Okay. Pixie sticks and Pop Rocks, you're speaking my language. I never had it, but I knew kids who ate them. And, oh, my God. It's like da 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 da.
Pure ass sugar, man.
Yeah.
It works. I've been there.
S-U-G-A-R, jump into your face. It's the sugar rush.
Sugar rush. Anyway, been there, welcome. Done that. There's still
welcome
footprints
to
on the ceiling.
Auto.
Been there, done that. Footprints are still on the ceiling. Anyway.
Oh God, yes. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
But yeah, I look forward to the reinvention of Mojo Rawley.
Let's just hope it doesn't take 5 months to get there, like it's some people's reinventions have been.
Well, Eva Marie's been strangely silent. Emelina is still being worked on. Sounds like a bad Mythbusters project.
You know what I would find funny if with this whole makeover of Emelina thing?
Yeah?
If they pulled a Brodus Clay-type swerve with us.
Okay.
Instead of her being some super fashion model kind of thing, she becomes like the WWE's answer to ODB from TNA.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Just
surprise us with something different than what we expect, like they did with Brodus back in the day.
Oh, and also one other thing. Next week on SmackDown, there is going to be a steel cage match for the women's title. And the promo between Bliss and Lynch, there's some good stuff going on there, too. There's some good stuff on there, too. Okay. Cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, Bliss has her character down pat now, even though some people I know still miss the Disney Princess version of herself from NXT back in the day. But she's got her character down. She's pretty good in the ring. She's still got to tweak it a little bit, but I think she's going to have a good future for a while.
Oh, yeah. She's found her way in. Becky Lynch, of course, is still killing it.
Which is funny because she never really played in face that much back in the day, Becky, so this is all new for her from what I've heard.
So... Yes, another first for the women's division.
But this is okay. I'm okay with this.
No, I'm okay with this. It's just, can we stop with that for a little while now?
Well, it's the first on SmackDown. I think Trish and Victoria back in the day had a steel cage match on Raw.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember that.
And your client will be on this Monday as well. So.
Yes. So, everyone has been suitably warned.
Yes.
And of course, actually, the ratings actually held up. They only lost 100,000 viewers, even though they did have, the championship football game. They didn't get crushed.
Because the best part of the championship game didn't happen until after Raw was already off the air.
Booking! Sorry. What are you going on about, Shane?
Sorry, our Australian news people have just reported that Floyd Mayweather's made a counteroffer to Conor McGregor's offer for the super fight, and he's actually done some shots fired at McGregor.
Ooh, let me see if I can find that, actually.
Yeah, I found it on Yahoo. Mayweather said he offered McGregor $15 million and a cut of the pay-per-view to take part in a boxing match.
Hmm.
His exact quote is, "We are willing to give him $15 million, and then we can talk about splitting the percentage on the back end of the pay-per-view. But of course, we're the A side, because how can a guy talk about making $20 or $30 million if he has never made $8 or $9 million in a fight?"
Yeah, but that was also after he said, "We tried to make the Conor McGregor fight. They know what my number is. My number is a guaranteed $100 million. That was my number."
I wish I could throw numbers around like that and actually be able to back it up.
Well, how's this for numbers, Nikki? Mayweather, who turns 40 in February, is definitely enjoy retirement after making over $300 million from his final fight with Manny Pacquiao in 2015.
I reiterate,
I didn't know you could make that much money dancing.
Thank you.
Right now the Care Bears are probably looking at Floyd Mayweather going, this mother effer gets paid more than we do hugging people. Like, what the hell?
I know. Please.
Bailey even calls gimmick infringement.
Even Barney looks at that and goes, "God damn it."
Oh, I'm speaking of Bailey, there was a very interesting moment during the women's match this week on Raw. Now, Nikki, you saw that, you know, Nia and Charlotte attacked Bailey and Sasha.
Yes.
But then Charlotte goes, "That's cool, bro. That's awesome." And then Nia goes, "No," and chokes the living crap out of her.
Yes, because Nia doesn't need anybody.
Yeah.
She's not like most girls. She doesn't need backup.
No.
Yeah, because the rumored match, because we all know we were supposed to be getting Charlotte versus Bayley at Mania, but it looks like creative once again might be going a different direction and are going for Bayley versus Sasha versus Charlotte versus Nia Jax in a fatal four-way for the women's championship.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
I'm just okay with the fact that we're actually getting women's title matches on WrestleMania nowadays, instead of pillow fights and everything.
Thank you. As somebody who was at a WrestleMania that had a great women's match with Trish and Mickie James.
Mickie, one word, lithium.
And then I think that was the same year they had the Miller Lite catfight chicks.
No, you're that
I'm mixing
years,
them up.
Yeah, that was, I think that was the Playboy pillow fight the year you went.
Yeah, this was a 22.
Mickey James and Trish Stratus, ladies and gentlemen, the women that brought up the KFC logo, finger looking good.
I think we need to wrap up the show here before we get kicked off the air now for that.
Again, jeez. What time is it? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm watching this clock. If we're starting plugs, Jason, we've got some business to attend to in 25 minutes.
Yes, we do. In 25 minutes, I will be watching because the rumors will be answered, the pre-orders will be up, the Nintendo Switch will make its official debut tonight at 11 o'clock on the Nintendo website, which I will be watching for the re-debut of Pixel Nation for the new season premiere, which comes out, I believe, this weekend.
What the fuck? I thought people had to go to work tomorrow.
Blame Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
They're doing it, and I do have to go to work tomorrow, but my work doesn't start till 2.
Trade you.
I know. Yes. And we'll be talking about all the other video game news that happened over the holidays. A couple of big, a huge project canceled at Microsoft, a huge studio closed in Europe, a bunch of other stuff, and of course the Nintendo Switch. BS Big Show should be back this Friday due to, of course, real life getting in the way. Carl,
there'll
I know, works
still
kicking your ass.
Of us.
What?
There'll be plenty of soapbox from the two of us.
Yes, because the Giants didn't show up, and the Giants didn't show up for after a quarter and a half and got their legit ass kicked. Okay, no road team won. All the road teams played like crap. Sorry, Nikki.
No, I just want to know what constitutes a face mask.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care how pretty that catch was. His other hand was in that boy's grill.
Yes. We'll be talking about that. Touch 'em All will be back in about a week or so with Hall of Fame inductees, spring training, VRM in about 5 weeks, thereabouts. Can't wait for that. New episodes of WLTI after the inauguration next Friday. We'll be back with Red State, Blue State. The panel with Gordon Pepper talking about the loss of a UBA bowler way too early. He got hit by a drunk driver and did not make it. Not very good. And of course, all the shows that you can hear, and I think I covered every one of them, you can hear on Player.fm, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Overcast, Google Play Music, Apple, you know, pretty much anywhere and everywhere. So there's that, and I'll be back.
Okay, VRM, do you have anything that Jason didn't cover?
I'm not sure if we heard it over here. I'm watching AGDQ right now. They're currently on Paper Mario 1,000 Year Door. They've raised, at this time, $758,340 for the Prevent Cancer Foundation.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Shane, do you have anything to promote?
Well, it's sort of kicking into the Jason and VRM's territory here, but this Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, get ready if you're a WWE 2K17 fan, because the Future Star Pack comes out then.
Yay! Then you can actually have Shawn Michaels versus Ty Dillinger.
Yes.
And I would have the soundbite ready. And I would have programmer run in with Triple H. God, I wish I had my soundboard right now.
See, I just kicked Stan.
Calm down, Sean.
It's like Sean, calm down. That's not Stan. That's Ty Dillinger. That's one of my best NXT stars. God damn it! It's like he looks like Stan.
He looked like this dude, Stan. Or we keep the classic routine. You don't tell me to calm down. Nobody tells me to calm down. He just starts super kicking random people.
I don't know if it's controversial. It sure as hell is funny.
It still is. It holds up. And I was very bad and said Stan at the NXT show I went to.
If he turned around, that would have been a bonus. It's like, hey, he Stan!
Huh? He didn't. I did get a couple of chuckles from the crowd. I was expecting to get thrown out.
Ty Dillinger would have thrown you out if he actually heard you, I think.
Well, I mean, it's just like the handful of NXT fans that chanted Kenta at Itami and got booed out of the building for it.
Yeah, and some fans who still chant Husky Harris at Bray Wyatt.
They should be thrown out of the building by Luke Harper.
Yeah, no, the Bray Wyatt should make you forget all about Husky Harris. Like, damn.
So, okay, Chris, do you have anything to promote?
Well, I kind of took a sabbatical from paper review. We'll be getting back into it sometime during the year, and Nikki knows why we've kind of taken a little back seat. We've been doing a little fun thing on the side.
But let's just say we're doing some other kind of reviewing that I don't think is really show worthy.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds naughty.
No, although half of the animation that we are watching got censored when it was brought to the States.
Yeah. Let's just say I'm giving Nikki some research for something she likes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm getting my research, and between that and a couple of video games related, I'm having overload, and now you're going to make me call my best friend. Actually, she sent me links to eBay for wall scrolls. But that's neither here nor there. It is not related to wrestling, so I will not discuss it here.
Yeah.
Besides, you guys got this whole Nintendo thing, so I have a feeling everybody's going to log off, and I'm going to have to go to bed.
Go ahead.
We'll just end the conference and then make a new one for...
Yes. You know what, VRM? You know, you guys want to do it? We could do it. I could do a Pixel Nation Extra. What the hell? Chris, you down for it?
What the hell? Yeah, we'll do the Mario.
VRM, we will do that. How's that? That's cool. We'll do it.
Awesome. And Brian might even be home, so go get him.
Who? Brian? Brian? I don't think he's working.
He gets off at the time it starts, so.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah,
so to make sure you have time to set up for this conference, for Bad News Beeman, for Chris Waters, for VRM, for Jason Block, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. You're going to get a Pixel Nation bonus out of these guys, so be nice to them. I got to be nice to them. And I got to go to bed. Damn it.
And until next time, everybody, do the Mario.
Oh, yeah.
We miss you, Captain Lou.
The preceding podcast has been a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net.